Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Make All Night, a health and wellness company. I am an author, speaker, educator, nurse, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. Today's topic is, how does stress affect your business? And that's actually a subject or topic that is highly in demand these days because there's so much going on in everybody's life. Let me start by saying, when you are stressed out, work and behavior show it. The work is not up to par or to its best, and the behavior is not accepting positive criticism. In some cases, this can lead to dismissal or being fired from the job, which causes more stress as there is no money to coming in to pay the bills, to put a roof over the head, clothes on the body, and food on the table. Those are just the major things that I'm pointing out. I'm not going into too many details for everything. As you do know, and this is my disclaimer, I am not a medical doctor. I do have a nursing degree, but I'm not a medical doctor. And all I'm telling you are some points that I have experienced that I know of and about. I want to share them with you so you have something to go by before you might even freak out about anything. I'm going to give you some signs of stress, and then I'm going to give you some tips on how to avoid being affected by stress. And all these things, again, they're just guidelines. They're just things that have helped me tremendously, or that I have experienced in my 40-some years in the health field. So if you have any of those questions or so, you can, number one, ask me. If I don't have the answer, I will find it. Or you can ask your doctor and go to the bottom of it. Don't just do anything superficial. Always go to the root of the cause, the root of the problem. Disguising symptoms is not anything valuable. It might even make things worse. So, going to the signs of stress, one of them is lack of focus. And you know why, when you're stressed and you're trying to focus and your brain goes in 100 directions all at the same time, you are not focused straight ahead and dead on. So this can lead to some issues, especially at work. We're talking about the business here. Knowing that you can't focus, that something is off with you, that you are not quite yourself. You're nervous. You actually show your nervousness by being jittery or by stuttering or by, I can't remember, or this or that. Well, when you see that sign, we're going to go later on into things on how you can actually control this to a certain degree, sometimes even to the full degree, and make sure you are no longer nervous. The signs of stress can make you feeling sick. It can give you heart palpitations. Your pulse rate might go up. Your stomach is cramping. It's in a knot, and it says, oh my, leave me alone. Well, those are all signs of stress, if it's not an illness that you have, or a disease or something, or a bug that you contracted, you know, a virus or something like that. So just always know, is it something that was contagious from somebody else that you took on, like the flu, a flu virus, or bacteria? You sat somewhere where you knew there were bad bacteria and you got it. Those are all things that can have some impact on this also, but it is up to you and your doctor to figure out where your stress pattern originates from. some other signs of stress is you start avoiding people and you are pulling back into solitude. You want to be by yourself because you realize you're lashing out at people because you're nervous, because you're feeling insecure, because stress is really getting the best of you. Well, when you realize those things, it's time to take action. Another one, getting ill is more than just feeling sick. Getting ill, it can cause real serious illnesses. And as I have mentioned, I believe last week, 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are actually resulting due to stress. And the American society, the American, you know, OSHA said, America is spending over $300 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars on stress-related illnesses each and every year. Just think what we can do as a society without stress, being happy, healthy, living a balanced life, and just not having to worry or not worrying about anything, because what happened yesterday, you can't change. What's going to happen in the future, you don't know. The only thing you do know and have control over is the present time right now. So if you make your best and do your best and give your best each and every day, you can significantly reduce stress or not even take it on. And I think that is actually one of the best points I've noticed in my life. Makes a huge difference when something is trying to hit me. And I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking mentally, emotionally. I just go, hold on, stop. Take a deep breath in to the count of four. Hold to the count of two. Exhale deeply to the count of eight. And do that three times. And then I go, oh, what was I worried about? I totally forgot. Okay, I don't need to worry about it anymore. So that is a good one. Also, another sign of stress is lack of performance. Well, you just don't have the energy because you can't focus. And you think you've done it all. You think you followed your boss's instructions. You think that you've done a good job, only to find out you have not. Which might cause even more damage or more stress, because you might be getting fired. And that in itself causes more stress, because how are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to make sure you have a roof over the head, clothes on the back, when you don't have a job? Man, this is so difficult. You know, job, J-O-B, has also another definition, and I'm not saying it's true in every case, but just look at it with a sense of humor and consider what I'm saying right now. Job, instead of standing for a position, a place where you work, it could also mean just over broke. And you don't want to be at that point where you're just over broke. You actually want to make sure that you have a little bit in abundance to put into a savings account for emergencies or for a vacation, which you so definitely deserve. Every year you should take a vacation, at least one, if not two or three. You can make them a little bit shorter, but just to get away from the stressful situation, go into nature, forest, ocean, rivers, whatever pleases you. Go somewhere where there's no stress, where you can totally, mentally, physically, and emotionally relax. So when you come back, you're rejuvenated and you can be your full self, authentic self again. So we talked about the signs of stress. Now I'm going to give you some tips on how you can avoid being affected by stress so it doesn't affect your work at the business. Number one, if you're a union worker, you know you have designated breaks scheduled in your daily activities. If you're not a union member, you have to do it. If your boss does not allow you to take regular breaks, that is actually literally a sin, because your body needs to be able to rejuvenate, and we can only function so long at full speed with full focus before we need a break to just rejuvenate our brain, to do some exercises or some deep breathing or something to relax, so we can actually then focus on the next 45 to 50 minutes. That's why they say every couple of hours or so you should have a 10 or 15 minute break. Well, if that doesn't work for you, check with your boss if you can shorten the break and have 7 minutes or 8 minutes or 10 minutes every hour, and maybe shorten the hour lunch break to 50 minutes, so you still have the same number of minutes invested in your daily work activities, but you take your regular breaks. And I promise you, you will perform better by taking advantage of the breaks. The next tip is, of course, breathing exercises. And one of the exercises that really helps me the best, and I've been mentioning in many of my shows, is to just close your eyes and breathe into the count of four, hold it to the count of two, and exhale deeply to the count of eight. And it goes something like this. I'm going to start now with one. And you're exhaling everything to the last breath that you have inside of you. And do that with your diaphragm, because that's where the most best and deepest breathing comes from. And you will really experience that you're relaxing. Another one is hydration. How many of you drink 100 ounces of water a day? And I'm saying water because when you take caffeine, coffee or tea, that has caffeine in it. It's a diuretic. So you have to go to the bathroom more, but your skin starts getting dehydrated. When your skin shows signs of dehydration, your brain starts getting dehydrated. Your blood vessels get dehydrated, which means they can't function to its fullest, to their fullest. Therefore, hydration is so important. For example, in the morning you start with a glass of water before you do anything, 8 ounces. And then you take 8 ounces every hour on the day. You know, if you get up at 7 to be at work at 8 or whatever, have a glass at 7, a glass at 8, a glass at 9, a glass at 10, and go from there. And you will see that regular hydration gets more easily absorbed into your cells, into your blood vessels, into your brain, then if you drink a half a gallon at a time, your body cannot absorb that. So steady, regular hydration of 8 ounces or 6 ounces, depending on how long your day is, you just want to make sure you get up to about 100 ounces a day, unless your doctor told you you have kidney issues or liver issues and you cannot drink that much, then please do not do it. Listen to your doctor's advice. Another one of the tips on how to avoid being stressed is plenty of sleep. These are some of the things that come over and over and over again. Remember, my very main goal with Get Healthy Now is to talk about ESPM, meaning emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. And just about anything we do or anything we think of is affected by those four things. So that's why you hear a lot of repetition and a lot of new things to consider. So, also, communication avoids miscommunication. Does it? Does it not? Yes. But actually, when you are in doubt about anything, instead of going to be an introvert or going into solitude or feeling inadequate or devaluating yourself, communicate to the person who's above you, to a person who understands you, and say how you feel, what you feel. And of course, be open and honest and ask for help. Ask for suggestions. When people give you suggestions with your permission, it does not mean you have to do what they say, just as it does not mean you have to do what I'm saying. I am just sharing from the bottom of my heart with, as I said at the beginning, with over 40 years of experience in the health field, as a nurse, as a teacher, as many other things I've done, as a mom, raising child, helping raise other children, working in pediatrics, working in adult, on adult wards. You know, it's just, I have a lot of experiences and I'm pulling all that in, and that's what I'm sharing with you. Again, that alone does not give me the right to tell you what to do, though it does allow me to share my experiences, my knowledge, my suggestions, so you can think about it and then go and seek the help where it's best for you to go. So there are actually many different ways of reducing stress, like Reiki. And if you think that's just massage, you're just with what I thought till last weekend. I thought Reiki, I had Reiki massages before through therapy after a car accident or stuff, and it felt really good. But Reiki is much more than massage. And it is just an amazing way. It's a healing process. There is aromatherapy, meditation, exercise, a psychologist, hypnosis, or guided imagery, intuitive energy healing, emotional freedom techniques, crystals and gemstones that help vibrate of their own and help you get back into a relaxed state. There are so many different ways. I can't even get into all of them because I am not skilled in all of those. However, I do have two amazing people that know everything or a lot of it. And today I'm just going to mention one. Next time I'm going to mention somebody else. Today's person I want to mention, and actually that person is going to be on my show on October 20th. I'm going to interview her. She is an energy healing, EFT coaching and more person who knows so much. And she is just, I just experienced her, and it was the most amazing experience in my life. I walked in her office. Actually, I wheeled myself into her office in a wheelchair. Remember, I mentioned in the last thing that my leg is not participating with my with my regular body functions. And in the water, it is great. I can walk in the water easily, but on land, it's been really difficult for finding out what's going on. But I did see this lady, and she helped me with her energy work. And when I left her office, I pushed the wheelchair out and I walked. Now, I'm not saying that lightly, and I'm not saying this is a hoax. I'm saying this is real. We are made out of the earth. That's how God made Adam, if you believe it or not. But humans were created out of earth, and we need to be grounded with earth. And her techniques are all grounding techniques to the earth and energy healing. And her website is actually www.jadeelizabeth.com, which is JadeElizabeth.com. And if you live in Southern California, you might be able to get a hold of her. If you live anywhere else, check out her website and what she offers. And then, if you're somewhere else and she cannot help you, find somebody else. Or she might be able to help you find somebody else. I don't know. But again, that goes back to the ask. Always ask. Because if one person doesn't know, and I know her personally, I've known her for a while now, she is very honest, very open, very trustworthy. And when you ask her a question, and she is not certified in that or does not feel qualified in giving you the answers, she will either find out the answers or refer you to somebody who knows the answers. And that is what true living and giving is all about. So, again, if you are in Southern California, that's great. Check her out. If not, check her out anyways at www.jadeelizabeth.com. That's with a Z. And I have a free gift for you, which has some things that are for free. And if you decide afterwards to sign up for anything, I don't get a penny out of it. I found it for your benefit. It's all about you. It's for me to share, and it's for you to gain perspective, to gain knowledge, to gain an open mind. And the free gift I have is at http://smallbusiness.cron.com/com/effects-work-performance-1840.html. You can click on the link when you're on my show there at the bottom where the transcript is. It's supposed to be a cyberlink, so you can click on it. Everything that's blue should work. So check that out and see what you can get for free. There's a lot of information available for free, and definitely check out Jade Elizabeth's website. If you have any other questions, suggestions, or, you know, contributions, you may contact me at http://www.michaelknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. Or you can email me at dythompson, that's THOMSON, at michaelknight.com, or call me at 562-335-4956. Leave me a message or send me a text, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. So there are a lot of ways that you actually get to have fun and do things and learn and definitely go from there and learn. Again, learning is one of the most important things in our lives. And as you know, one of my mottos is, the day I cannot learn anything new, it's time for me to start digging 6 feet under. That might sound macabre or not quite politically correct. However, I strongly believe we're here on this earth so we get to learn something new each and every day. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it is something you didn't know yet. And I can honestly tell you, I learn more than one thing new each and every day. And that is what makes my life so exciting, so wonderful, so happy. And that's why I want to share with you, because I want you to be in the same place as I am, or even better, happy, healthy, balanced, and being able to share with others when they ask for your advice. And that's one thing that I really want to stress. Never give your advice unless you have permission to do so. Sometimes people don't give you permission right away, so you need to ask, is it all right with you that I share something? And if they say yes, go ahead. If they say no, they say, all right, I respect you for that. Let me know when you are, and let it go. Because sometimes you don't know what people are thinking about. And that's what's so important, to hone in on people, on their well-being. Because everything we do, we are and we give. Or in my case, what I do, who I am, and what I give is to you, for you, and about you. So this was chapter 4 in my book that I'm writing, and that is going to go into the editor soon, so it can be published soon, and it should be out way before the end of this year. I wish each and everyone a most wonderful day, a fabulous week, and I'll talk to you next week again. And next week's lesson or thing is, how does stress affect children? So next week is going to be, how does stress affect children? So with that, oh no, I think I just made a mistake. I will post it in time. I just switched something around with somebody who's going to be my guest. So anyway, it's going to be one of my chapters, and you're going to learn some other signs of what's happening and some other tips on how to avoid it. And I really hope that you enjoyed my information, that it's valuable to you. And please do not hesitate to contact me. And definitely contact Jade Elizabeth on her web. Check it out. And if you want to ask her a question, there's a form that you can fill out to get a hold of her. It's not on the home page, but it's on any other page than the home page. And I just encourage you to do so. And you can tell her that you learned about her from me, from my radio show. All right, everybody. Have a fabulous week. Stay happy, healthy, empowered, and be blessed. Until next week again. Goodbye.